This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
I'm not going to go back down that path as much as I want to.
Gator had a tendency to answer spam calls live on the air and basically do his best to get the person on the other end of the line to hang up on him. And it was very funny. I enjoyed those times a lot, but the problem is your number ended up in some database where Gator was getting spam calls like 15 times a day.
15?
Sorry.
50. Yeah, and now it's calmed down significantly. So now I'm only getting like 15 a day.
Yeah.
Which is still an exorbitant amount. But the one that I just got left a message for, I had a voicemail, like, oh, voicemail. And it was some woman saying that they could help me with my back tax debt. Which I have none, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And I had taken a call like that live before and just had a heck of a time with making fun of the person with all this. But I've given them up.
You're not doing this anymore?
I gave up. I am not doing it anymore.
Well, I'm going to admit that part of me inside is dying over this fact because I enjoyed the hell out of that. But I also recognize that when we were in the midst of doing this regularly, Gator's phone would ring constantly during the show.
So Friday, we're at my dad's memorial service, and I was gave a eulogy of sorts. And one of the first things I said was, "I'm terrified. My biggest nightmare is I'm going to get a spam call while I'm doing this," because I was reading the eulogy from my phone because I had sent it to an email, so I was able to pull it up on my phone. Just thinking the whole time, I'm going to get a spam call, and I'm not going to be able to see the email because it's the whole screen saying spam call.
Yep, which was funny as hell, and you did a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Yep.
Fortunately, that did not happen, and we all moved on.
Although you were prepared for it. I was like, if he gets a spam call, do you think he answers it? And it says, hold on for a sec, let me take this call.
I was hoping he would answer it, and I was hoping, I'm like, okay, where is he going to go with this one? He's not going to say GIMP, is he? He's not going to do that, right? This is not the time or place.
Oh, you are a beaut.
Is he going to do a Jerry Jones impression?
I know. Where's he going to go? Where's he going to go?
Well, anyway, it was good to see your family. Your mom especially looked great. So.
Yeah. Happy to see everybody.
Okay. So here's a question. Last year, the Detroit Lions played 5 primetime games. They opened with Kansas City on a Thursday night. They had a Thursday night game against Green Bay. They played the Raiders on a Monday. They played the Cowboys on a Monday or Sunday night. I can't remember which one it was.
3-1.
and they played the Broncos on a Saturday night.
4-1. This year, they dominate the Raiders and the Broncos? One of those dominant wins?
Yes.
And then winning at Kansas City was pretty great. Yep. Winning at Green Bay, pretty great.
And they won at Dallas. I mean, technically they lost, but it sure felt like a win. Anyway, so they open up this year on a Sunday night. We got a Monday night game. I mean, are we getting kind of used to this? And I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean it in kind of, we know this is what happens when you have a good football team. You get featured in some of these primetime games. But look, this is a team that I'm not there at the games frequently because my Saturdays are so taken up, but Sundays I'll watch the game and I'll make it when I can. But our Lions fans, if you're a season ticket holder, it's getting to be a bit much. And what I'm talking about is the primetime games. And I know it might sound blasphemous, but last year was about a third of the schedule was a night game, was one of those primetime games. And I believe 1, 2, 3, right? 3 of them were at home. 2 of them were home. 2 or 3. This year we've had 1 at home. This is 2 at home so far. And they're different. They hit differently. You know, getting home after these games is not easy.
No, it's not. It's not. So I'll see you tomorrow at noon.
Well, you know me. I talk about it when you're working the game. I don't like night games. I want a noon start every Saturday. But I'm speaking on my own behalf. I get that they have their role and people like them. Some people love the 3:30s. Others just live for the night game.
Once you're at the game, you don't care what time it started. You're just loving the game. And the atmosphere of a night game, a Monday night game specifically, is amazing. It always has been and it always will be. It's amazing. But yeah, you I don't know if regret's the word, but you certainly have room to complain about it the next day because of what time you're getting home. Because fortunately, these games start early than they used to. Remember Monday Night Football used to be like a 9:15 kickoff.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You know, now it's bad enough it's 8:20 or whatever.
It's fine. I mean, I'm good with the 8:20.
Yeah,
and I get that they want to bring in the West Coast crowd, but
sure. There's 2 Monday Night games tonight, right?
Yes, there are.
And of course, the Lions have the later of the 2 starting game. Or yeah.
Yep.
So.
Kang, didn't you have a buddy who's a season ticket holder who's kind of like, I'm over it?
Well, yeah, he said he actually had a harder time. Like, he saw like him and his other season ticket holder friends have a harder time to move these tickets that couldn't make this game because everyone's kind of like, we just had a Sunday night one, you know, like, and maybe we'll go catch the next prime time because there's 3-4 more prime times on the schedule. So, yeah, he doesn't want to like He doesn't want to sound spoiled or anything, but times have changed. It's not the same old lines.
It's definitely true. Yeah. And well, here's the thing about, I think it hits differently for season ticket holders than it does for people at home. I don't, you know, the Sundays, when the Sunday afternoon comes and there's no 1 o'clock kick, I'm like, oh, okay. Because I'm so used to it. And then when there's no 4 and your team isn't even playing, you know, you got Monday to look forward to. There is that. But 5 last year, 5 more this year. I'm not even counting the Thanksgiving Day game, but I think that goes without saying. I think we're all cool with that.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
But if you're a season ticket holder, as much as you have been, you know, wanting the day when we were this good, is there a little bit now that's like, oh, maybe enough? You know?
I get it. I get it. You know, it's just getting home late it does get tiring. When we got a Tigers playoff game the next day that we're excited about.
Yep.
You know, and you're already, imagine the people going to work tomorrow. They're going to the game tonight.
Yep.
You go to work tomorrow. You're not going to be at all productive because you're dead tired in the morning. And then you're like, wait, Tigers play at 2:32. Maybe I got a meeting and you're going to go home and watch that.
And fall asleep watching the baseball game.
Right.
I don't know. I just wonder if it's becoming difficult on the season ticket holder.
I imagine it is. I think there should be a limit to how many night games you can have as a franchise playing at home. And there should probably be a limit on how many night games, period.
I think there is. That you like, play it's at. Like 5 or 6.
It seems like a lot. It just does. Yeah.
Well, they added the game.
The Thursday night game, obviously adds more to it. But
Let me be clear here, too. This isn't complaining. This is...
Sounds like it.
Well, it's not intended to be. It's more about the new challenges, if you will, of being what the Lions are, or at least perceived to be, when it comes to average Joe, season ticket holder, with a ton of night games.
Yeah, I mean, we all got lives, right? We're trying to, like, navigate through it. It's like, I told you that funny meme I saw. Like, hey, people asking you to go out. It's like, dude, I can't. I got to wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I just, like, I don't have anything to do. I just got to actually get up and, and do stuff or be productive or work.
I remember as a kid, we had season tickets for the Billy Sims years, you know, the first 4 or 5 years of the, in the 80s. And I wasn't allowed to go to a Monday night game. Because you got school the next day. But it's not like the Lions are on Monday night all the time then. I do remember two games specifically. And there was one that people brought up last week, the Eric Kippel Monday night game against the Bears, where he threw for like 340 yards and was amazing. And then there was a Monday night game against the Jets that I couldn't go to. And it sucked then because if the teams aren't, if they're not on TV because of the blackout, it was even worse back then. As a kid, because just I want to see the game.
Yeah,
but now it's like, is it too much? Do you let your kids stay up and watch them?
I feel like I'm speaking specifically to the season ticket holder.
Yeah,
because I think it's when you are going to the game, night games can be exhausting. Although I just noticed on Twitch, FBG25 says yet another reason to call in sick Tuesday and sleep until the Tiger game starts. That's the move.
That is a move.
That's the move. So enjoy the show tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I called it first. I think it's COVID.
Well, I'm coming in at noon, so don't joke about the COVID.
No, I probably shouldn't. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback next. All right, I'm glad we're not in this situation. It feels like a special kind of torture for a fan base. And we'll get to that at 1:31. And your phone calls and feedback. Last chance to get your champ and chump votes this last half hour of the show. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!